A look at Las Vegas now. Not for what you'd think, 24-hour casinos and adult entertainment, but because Sin City has a new claim to fame.
Sin City is now single dad city, with the highest per capita rate of single fathers than any other city in America.
Franz Strasser, a reporter for our partner, the BBC, spoke to some of those single dads in Las Vegas recently, like Cody Wilcox, father of four-year-old Brianna.
The hardest thing is not getting a break, you know? I feel like I'm the only one that's always going to be there, so it gets overwhelming sometimes.
The number of homes with single dads at the helm has grown by 60% over the last decade across the country. But in Vegas, there's the most. Divorce counselor Dr. Paul Wolcan says that the 24/7 entertainment culture of Sin City is partly to blame.
We have a pretty high substance abuse and other kind of addictive things, not only alcohol and drugs, but also gaming. And as a result, we probably get a higher level of females who are not capable of managing their children.
Cody's wife is one of those women battling substance abuse. He didn't feel it was safe to have his daughter Brianna in her care.
I'll even take her to work with me sometimes. If no babysitters are available, then she's riding with dad to work, you know, and that's okay too.
The courts agreed with him. Family counselor Jackie Harris says there's another reason more dads are raising their kids alone.
Years ago, it was really on the mother's shoulders to get the kids back, and it was almost like they didn't even come up with a case plan or a plan of action for the father.
Mark Baxter was one of those fathers. 20 years ago, he raised his two kids alone in Las Vegas, but he had to fight hard for custody of his son and daughter.
Times have definitely changed. I think men are in a better position now to prevail in custody situations like that. I think there's less bias against men.
Baxter's kids are already out of the house. He says single fathers today are luckier than he was and lucky to have others out there to share their experiences with.
Men aren't of a mindset to go seek help. We're used to doing things on our own. We feel kind of like a wimp or a wuss if we need help. And so it's not the kind of thing that I even thought about.
Cody Wilcox has adjusted his life to his four-year-old daughter's needs, but he says going it alone isn't always easy or even ideal.
You know, everything in my apartment's pink and purple, you know, and I just got to accept that. I want her mom around because I want her to be a girly girl. So she gets a headband and I brush her hair every day, but to do actual, you know, neat things with her hair is hard for me. My fat fingers just don't do the ponytail things very well, so it's hard. I mean, that part really bothers me.
Just a glimpse at the statistics in Las Vegas, the place in the United States with the highest per capita rate of single fathers than any other city in America. Thanks so much to Franz Strasser, reporter, for our partner, the BBC.
You know, and on a day like this, it occurs we have so many different portraits of what America is. This is a, you know, America is a culture largely of divorced parents, single parents. We're going to be looking at Latino and Hispanic people. That's what we call them, but a lot of Latinos and Hispanics who struggle with the labels that they're called. We've been looking at Dick Clark, who's a portrait of America. I mean, I know these things are all disparate, and yet they all just seem like different snapshots of the country in a way. This one is sad. I have to say the Las Vegas story makes me a little sad.
It's just, you know, we're talking about labels, new labels for the word family, all sorts of families in the U.S. That's changing all the time.
It's a shame to me that the word family means a smaller group than it used to for so many people.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.